This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck, if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt here on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. Once again, we have our old Mike Reichbrandt filling in for Walter Yerkew. He still is under the weather. Speedy recovery, my friend. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Great. Let's say some prayers for Walt. Hopefully he gets better soon.
Right. And I made it a point to let Walter, let you, Mike, let the First Ladies Radio, and even let Charlie Duff know, like, hey, I love you, brother, even though the ladies are ladies. Anyways, we'll just keep it at that. Keep his privacy private. Anyways, it is March the 30th, 2024, the day before Easter. Holy Saturday, and we have a hell of a show. Special shout out to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. As always, first order of business, we remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, remember Agent Eliezer Ramos Velez of the Puerto Rico Police Department. End of watch, March 28th, 2024. He was involved in an off-duty incident coming home from work, but he still stepped in to keep the peace. His perpetrator still remains at large. Also tonight, we remember police officer Jonathan Diller, New York City, New York Police Department. End of watch, March 25th, 2024. His killer, thankfully, is in custody. We have a lot to say about this since it happened in our hometown, Mike's backyard, and Mike is recently retired from the job. Mike, take it away. What's been happening since this incident occurred, all the players involved?
It's been a lot. I mean, it was, most people probably saw on the news and everything that was being reported. The big takeaways from this are, Tariq Shepard, who's the deputy commissioner of public information for the NYPD, cursed out the cops that were at the wake when President Trump showed up, told them they better not be in the frame when he's giving his remarks, in front of the media there. So instead you see Nassau County's commissioner, Pat Ryder, great guy, along with Nassau County police officers who stood behind Trump to show support while he made his remarks, but I think Tariq Shepard should probably take a look at the video from today's funeral and the 10,000 plus army that was standing out there in blue, for our fallen officer and take note. These people need to take note that there's a damn good reason that show of force happens at every funeral. And it's not because we give a crap about Adams or Hochul or any of the other losers, but more simply because we care about each other, right? Like you said, you showed your love.
Mike, not to interrupt, you're saying the Deputy Commissioner for Public Information was at the wake and said members of the service do not stand behind Trump when he makes remarks?
Or yep. Was it at the he ordered them to not be in the frame.
At the funeral home.
At the funeral home. At the actual funeral home during the first day of the wake when President Trump came, he ordered members of the NYPD, ordered them not to be in the frame when President Trump made his remarks. And this apparently came from, supposedly, I'm still trying to verify this, but it supposedly came from Adams himself, from the Adams office, to the Caban, to the commissioner, down from commissioner down to, to this whole crew, to DCPI, So this is what was said.
Right.
So everybody's surprised that, you know, Hochul gets cursed out, whatever, and thrown out of the funeral home when she shows up. But why would you go there? You know, her policies are exactly what caused this. And from what I'm told by people who were present, you know, when Hochul walked into the funeral home, it was actually Dillard's widow that cursed her out first and told her, your policies, your bail reform caused this. Why would you even come here? Reform this. Fix the bail reform laws. Fix the laws and everything. Then she went outside, and it was either the older gentleman, I'm not sure who exactly he was, basically reiterated the same things to her, that this is not the place for her, they don't belong there, and that they shouldn't have come there. And then their requests by her, both her and Letitia James, to speak at the funeral were both, you know, resoundingly denied. You know, it's a bad time when you have your police department now turning, like, visibly and publicly turning against the administration. That's not a good thing. You know, that's not a good place to be. And they've vilified us, I mean, for so long now, right? Since really 2009 on, it's been just an attack on all of us, right? On us doing our job, on the way we do our job, being able to do anything. And now that you know, it's coming home. You know, it's coming back around to them. It's the boomerang effect, right? It's coming back around. And now they're starting to see it a little bit in this public displays. I mean, de Blasio saw it when we turned our backs on him at Lou and Ramos's funeral. You know, and now it's becoming that much more, you know, virulent and obvious. And honestly, it's probably long overdue, right? I mean, you know how it is, Pete, right? I mean, how many times have we done what it was doing? I mean, me, you, Walt, how many times? Probably thousands between us.
Right.
You know, and every time you do it, you know it's a chance.
Exactly. And for me, it was on the subways. It was like face to face. I had no barrier between that car door or that rocker panel.
Right.
You know, and, you know, by the grace of God, I'm still here. And Walter, he was involved in two shootouts working the 7-5. You don't hear about that. You know, you only hear about, oh, you know, dirty scumbag cop. He was involved in two shootouts, and, you know, he was able to make it home. But
you had one off duty when I was a rookie, and then I had one on duty when I was an anti-crime plainclothes. You know, I had to... The second one, the bullet came so close when the guy shot the passenger side of the car at me. The bullet came so close, I could feel the heat coming off it when it passed my face. You know, it's what we do. You know, you do your job. That's what we do. We sign up because we want to serve. We believe in it, you know, and it just goes beyond politics, right? Honestly, you know, we all know it, you know, and everybody standing in that blue line out there today at that funeral, you know, they all know it. That's the political spectrum standing there today. But at the end of the day, we're all still family, and we're going to be there to support one another, you know, because we all experience those same things, you know, and you did it face to face, a lot of times probably solo, you know. God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. This is way back in the day when you had rookie cops working almost every subway in the city during the bewitching hours, dealing with the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
And then I got my first real command, District 3 in Harlem and a portion of the Bronx, and they had this special plainclothes unit they were forming, and it's the same thing. We were like anti-crime for transit, but we weren't really anti-crime. We were like the hillbilly or a spinoff of anti-crime, but it worked. But, Mike, getting back to Officer Diller, I understand besides Donald Trump, there was three other presidents in the metropolitan New York City area. Why don't you take it away? Tell us what they were doing in the city of New York.
Well, they had, you know, they had far more important things to take care of. You know, they had a $25 million fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall, you know, with Lizzo, the morbidly obese disaster that apparently people can't stop watching. Like, it's a train wreck, because it really is, you know. So, you know, they have much more important things to do. You know, they couldn't be bothered to even show up. And for what I'm told, you know, Biden's administration sent their condolences along to Dillard's family through Eric Adams. You know, they couldn't even be bothered to actually phone it in themselves. You know, so they just went ahead and sent it along that way. You know, I'll tell the family we said we're sorry. Oh, okay. We're going to go have this big fundraiser now and, you know, screw everybody.
Right.
This is what they were.
And what gets me is that, you know, I'm no fan of the Republicans by any stretch of the imagination. But if you look at the Democrats, There's supposed to be the party of the working people, the people who punch a clock, people who get up in the morning, put on the work boots, the, you know, lunch bucket Joe. And there's supposed to be the party for the labor movement. And
yep.
Officer Diller was a member in good standing of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association, which negotiates with the city of New York collective bargaining rights. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk more about the funeral of Officer Diller. Also, Joe Biden just dumps all over Easter. And we'll talk about the Daily Wire in Baltimore. Stay tuned. We're getting right back.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back. Special, well, we have a special, not even a guest, is another member of the family, extended family, Charlie LaDuff. Charlie, thanks for coming on these trying times. Walter's out sick, and then we had this poor officer killed in the line of duty. And we had three presidents going to Radio City Music Hall for a fundraiser. Charlie, what say you about all this?
Well, you got to raise money in politics, but it's obscene. If you're the leader of the free world, you're the leader of the country, right? Come, shake your hand, give your condolences. But no, I think what this shows you is how financialized everything's become. Like, decency isn't a thing anymore. You guys were, this is a nice segment, the last bit before the break. The Hochul shows up. Why did you show up? You didn't ask permission? You didn't talk to people? Because everybody knows what that was. Photo op, right? Photo op. So please get gone. And yeah, you know what? No cash bail doesn't work. I'm going to say it. I'm a former Democrat. I don't belong to anybody. They're spending billions of dollars for my vote here in Michigan. And I don't like it, just like you boys don't like it. I don't like it. We're not safe. We don't have money. We can't afford food. Some people are getting rich. And the politicians, anything for power.
Exactly. Charlie, do you think Hochul went there to actually pay condolences to the family of Officer Diller, or was she there to try to score some political points?
Probably both. Let's just be generous, right? That's, we should be there. Even if you're angry, it's the Easter season. You should be generous. Anger, self-pity, egoism, it's all the same root. But if you're going to go and you're a sophisticated leader of people, you make a call. You don't show up and do jumping jacks and do a hula hoop and get yourself on the 5 o'clock news, because working people aren't dumb people. They're not dumb. They know what you're doing. We're not dumb. We know what you're doing. We know the data you feed us is lies. We know no cash bail is stupid. We know crime isn't down. We know the FBI has been juking numbers. We know that. We know the Bureau of Labor Statistics is juking numbers. You notice how the media says this? Oh, I don't know why Americans don't feel the economy's better. It's going great. Because it's not going great. Because crime is not going down.
Yeah, they so look at the labor statistics reports all year. Every quarter they release a report, and then within about a month or so after, you see the retraction come out where they have to adjust it, you know, but it's done quietly, and they bury it back in the back of the newspaper. You don't talk about it.
It's funny you said that, Mike. It's funny you said that, because I was sitting around today, you know, on the Holy Saturday, looking at these statistics. Yep. 2022, there's a million less jobs than they said. 2023, there's a million less jobs than they said. Native-born Americans doing full-time work, we haven't lost these many jobs since 2009. All yep. the job growth is part-time work, and it's going to foreign-born people. That is, you can assume, illegal people. This yep. isn't working.
Nope.
Cops getting dropped. You know, people getting murdered. Come on, man.
They do it, the department. The NYPD did that for a long time with the CompStat numbers, right? They'll play games with numbers. They'll fudge the numbers. They got called out on it more than once, right? There was investigations about it. The IG was placed for it. You know, this is no different. They're just doing it at a bigger level now. But they're just exactly right, Charlie. Exactly right.
Do you know
100%.
Do you know that fully 20% of police agencies representing 20% of the population have not reported their crime numbers? Of course it's going to go down when 20% of the police units, departments, aren't reporting. Duh. Well, you know, you got your smart-ass media. Americans don't understand. We do understand, because that what is that called, Mike? The crime victim survey. The FBI does that.
Yes.
That has not changed. That has not changed. And Americans are reporting in that survey that violent crime against them has gone up 40%, and 60% of them do not report it. Something's got to give. We're being lied to.
Listen, you got all these departments now are classifying the illegals or all these other people as during the arrest reports, they're making everybody white so they can push those numbers, because, you know, statistically it doesn't look good if it's a minority that's the perpetrator in there or an illegal. So to hide that, they're putting them all down as white. They're not putting them down as illegals. So now you have all these people you see it a lot on X now, or formerly Twitter, where people are kind of digging into these reports and finding out where these illegals, you know what I mean? And they're documenting it, and it's hundreds of cases, but it's being covered up. It's being covered up at every level.
There's thousands of cases. And by the way, you know, I mean, fine, but you belong to a sanctuary city. So nobody's asking about your status. All I'm saying,
right.
See, I'll be more of the middle ground here. Just report crime to me, period, because we know response times are down. We know arrests are down. So that means crime is down, but it's not to real people.
No, it's fudged numbers. The department can't get people to take the job anymore, right here or anywhere else. Every department in the country is having a recruitment crisis right now. Nobody wants the job because you vilified it since 2009 and made us out to be the worst possible people in the world. You know, these are people who will go and, you know, put themselves, you know, up to death even to help keep you safe. If they don't even know you, and they'll do that. But yet, we're the most vilified people in the country.
I'm going to tell you a story here, dude, right? Okay, in Detroit. I'm standing outside my studio, blah, 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 blah. And a car pulls up, and a woman leans out the window. She's trying to sell me some hustle, some Medicaid hustle, right? You know, it's a ripoff. I go, let me see that. I take a look at it, and I go, and I laugh. It's what, all I did. And the dude gets out of the driver's side window. He comes up. I think he's going to give me some literature or something. And he clocks me, and he opens up my head. I had to get stitches. And I go down, and he runs to the car. He gets in, and he speeds away. I didn't report it. That's a violent crime. I didn't report it. Why? Because the police aren't coming.
Yeah.
Some, you know, some BS. Like, hey, dude, we're busy, man.
Yeah. Well, unless you're dead, right? Like back in the 80s, remember that? It was like, you know, we'll show up when somebody's dead pretty much. You know, that's what it got to. And that's when you saw the explosion in the 90s, you know, the crack.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
We're on a fast track right back to it. Right back to it, you know, and it's going to get extremely ugly.
Like,
neither do I. Listen, it should not be that. It doesn't have to be that way. This is all just bad policy in effect. That's all it is.
And let's remember something. Let's remember something. You're from the New York metropolitan area, right?
Yes, sir.
Very mixed. Very mixed. You love it there, don't you? You love it there. You do. That's your place.
Yeah.
You're not a racist. You're not a, what do they call it, a xenophobe? You're not a homophobe? You're like, you're the solution. Let's live together. Yeah. And when we're lying about what's going on, we got a problem, and people got to step up and fix the problem.
Exactly. It's just all about, it's all about, you know, just be honest, right? Just bring some honesty back. Bring back an actual honest media that doesn't just sell propaganda for one side or the other with complete nonsense, you know?
Media's garbage. Just garbage. They're garbage. The media used to wade through the BS, right? Now they're shoveling the BS. I mean, come on, man. These crime numbers are BS. The labor numbers are BS. Americans are telling you what's going on, and they can't come out of their studio to even deign to touch us.
No, because you know you're the serfdom, right? You're the lower classes. You know, these are the elite class. They're the ones who know what's best, and they're gonna remake the world in the image that they deem to be the right one. These are Marxists. These people are committed to total control.
I know Marx. You know, I love Marxism. I'll tell you about Marxism. No other philosophy better explained the pitfalls of capitalism. Marxism school that way. The problem with Marxism is its solution. You end up in a train going to Siberia.
Exactly. Because it's about total control, and you can't have people need to be, you know. Listen, the capitalism
has
in the system. But you know what? No other system in the world in history has ever brought as many people out of poverty as capitalism did. There's its flaws.
And you know what?
You know
about our, that's exactly right. In our representative democracy, we got to change the system. No. This is the best system ever invented for human beings to govern themselves. The problem is the culture's gotten corrupt, and the two-party system has given us a bunch of criminals. It's not the system. It's the culture.
Yeah. Well, because the culture got corrupted. They got, you know, they dumbed down everybody. They corrupted every damn organization possible. The government is so beyond bloated. You know, I keep hearing it referred to by a guy, Mike Benz, on Twitter as the blob, which I think is absolutely perfect to describe the government now. It really is the blob, you know. It's this giant octopus that just sucks dry every possible resource it can to feed itself and grow. And it's become this massive system that's just crushing everybody.
You want to hear a number? Okay, finally, for the first time, says the Fakenomics, real wages are outpacing inflation. Let me give you a little number here. The largest employer in the world is the United States federal government. 3.5 million civilians. They gave themselves a 10% raise over the last 2 years. That's why.
Yep, we get crushed.
All right, folks, we're at the halfway point. Stay tuned. We got more Mike Rickbrandt and Charlie Duff. This is 75 Radio. Take it away, boys.
Yeah! pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
We are going to rise to meet this moment because we are Maryland tough and because we are Baltimore strong.
You're listening to Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore on the latest on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The White House says that President Biden will be visiting the site next week. The Navy busy bringing in big cranes on barges to assist workers in lifting the remains of the mangled bridge from the water.
The big part and one of the challenges is that the key bridge, which sits on top of the vessel right now, that weight is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons.
Prayers in Hebrew at the funeral service for former Senator Joe Lieberman in his hometown of Stamford, Connecticut. Lieberman, the first Jewish vice presidential candidate back in 2000, on the ticket with Al Gore, the former vice president, at the service Friday.
We laughed together, fought like hell together for what we wanted our country to be, prayed together. Thought for a season we had won together, but, and, well, you know that part of the story. You win some, you lose some, and then there's that little-known third category.
Lieberman passing away from complications after falling. He was 82 years old. In USA News for your health, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the U.S. this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, this infection can jump to humans. And airports across the country very busy this Easter weekend with lots of families traveling not only for the holiday, but for spring break. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit cspoa.org today. The time to act is now. cspoa.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. And man, too bad y'all can't hear what's going on during the commercials. This is the best part of the show. Anyways, you have Mike Reichbrandt, Charlie Duff, and Scoop Stanton here tonight. We hope, Walter, a speedy recovery. Anyways, the White House put out
What's wrong with him?
He's sick. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. But God bless him. Happy Easter, Walt, if you're listening.
Anyways, the White House put out a proclamation for the Transgender Day of Visibility 2024. I'll read the first paragraph real quick. From the White House, on Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. Now, this proclamation says March 31st, 2024, is the Transgender Day of Visibility. My thing is, why does it have to be the Transgender Day of Visibility on the most holiest days for Christians, Easter Sunday? So I think it's just another way of the Biden administration just crapping all over organized religion, except ones that support the Democrats, namely the Muslims and the Jews. Charlie, since you're another member of the family, what say you about proclaiming the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday?
I got no problem. And I'm a Catholic, and I went to Mass with my daughter. It was lovely on Friday where we talked about her, and we didn't go in. We only caught a few of the readings, and my daughter said, "Well, Pops, God knows we're here. We're on the farm." And I go, "You're right. He's busy right now, but we're here." But I have no problem because that is the book. Love everybody. You know, it's a fabulous and fantastical philosophy. It's the first one where it said, love somebody besides yourself. If you think about philosophy before Christ, it was look out for yourself. That's what it was. The Trans Day was invented here in Michigan, and it was always on March 31st. So just by coincidence or the calendar, you have Trans Day on Easter. I don't hate. I don't have a problem with it. I respect the president for acknowledging it, but you might also acknowledge as a Catholic, sir, what the day is. It's not a national holiday. It's our day as Christians. You sell yourself to be one, and you have the Easter bunny and nothing else. So I have no hatred for my fellow people, man, woman, trans man. I don't care. I don't care. I would defend you if somebody's hurting you. But I would have liked a little of the acknowledgement since he does Paddy's Day and he's Catholic and he's from Scranton. You know, you could give us a nod. So I'm not going to conflate the two, but I don't have a problem.
All right. But do you think there'd be a problem, or do you think the White House would do the same thing if the 31st of March was, say, Yom Kippur or Purim or Il-Tufitr?
Well, again, happy Ramadan, happy Passover, happy Easter. I would like to hear that acknowledgement. That would be nice as a leader of a multicultural society, the majority of which is Christian. That would be nice. Like, you know, we count. I'm not going to get mad about it because the whole point of the holiday is not to be mad about it, right? But it is politicized. And come on, Joe. I don't want to make Easter something angry. My Lord, and, you know, I'm not even sure, my culture tells me to be better. And I'm going to be better. But I don't get it. I mean, if you're really asking me, like, yes, it's political ploy. But damn, man, it's Easter. So happy Easter, happy Ramadan, happy Passover to everybody. I don't hate. But if you mess with me, well, you know.
But you don't. But again, Charlie, you don't think the White House is messing for you? Are messing with you? Say, all right, we're gonna put this transgender day of visibility. Make sure it's on Easter. No proclamation from Roman Catholic President Biden about Happy Easter.
I would have liked that. I would have liked the proclamation Happy Easter. Again, March 31st is the day that this organization picked every year to celebrate it. So it wasn't that the White House did that. It just so happened to coincide with Easter. So no problem there. But could the president say Happy Easter without the Easter bunny? You know, without making it, what is it, non-denominational or non-religious? It would have been cool, sure. Is this the reason I'm upset with this guy? No. Would it have been cool? Yeah. Go on.
All right. Mike, you've been quiet and looking at my Facebook. What say you about the Transgender Day of Visibility falling on Easter Sunday in proclamation given out by the White House?
Yeah, I think it's I think Charlie's right. It's political, you know. This is the same administration that's got the Justice Department and the FBI targeting religious, you know, Catholics and others as extremists. You know, the DHS releases a memo a while back when he first takes office about how, you know, the domestic terrorist is going to be the white Christian males or whatever, that whole nonsense that came down then. So I think it's absolutely part of the same, you know, politicized kind of thing that they've been doing since the start. So I think it's an attack on Christians, which, I mean, you're talking about 60-something% of America there are Christian. So it's kind of like sticking a double-barreled middle finger up at the entire, like over half the country, you know, by doing that. And I think Charlie's right. You could have at least acknowledged it, said something along the lines of, hey, listen, Happy Easter or whatever, you know, you're supposed to be a good Catholic, then you should at least acknowledge that this is Holy Week and everything else. If someone wants to live as a woman or as a man or whatever the case might be, that's their business. You know, if they're a grown adult and they're making that of their own choice out of their own, you know, decision, that's on them. That's their life to live. You know, I think a lot of it probably has to do with mental illness, to be honest with you. I think body dysmorphia is a real thing and it's being ignored. And this is going to end up being a gigantic suicide time bomb in the next 10 years with all these kids that have been trans that weren't. But that's my personal thoughts on it. You know, but as far as the White House, you know, disavowing basically Christianity and a lot of the founding, you know, fathers and principle that they had came from that. You know, Charlie's right. That philosophy is absolutely unique to the world. It's what really taught people to love their neighbor and love their brother and ever, you know, I am my brother's keeper, that whole thing. So, and it's being thrown away. But again, I honestly and truly believe these are committed Marxists and they are committed to their cause, and everything and anything that does not conform to that will be, you know, burned down at every chance they get. And this is just more of that. They're trying to change the culture of America by, you know, ignoring or kind of trivializing the things that matter to most people and kind of push them more and more and more to their particular form of whatever. You know, I think it's a very politicized thing. And I think it's wrong. I find it very disrespectful. You know, it doesn't take a lot to just acknowledge the day and, you know, respect people's beliefs on the day. It's not a big deal to do that. And, you know, the fact that it happened to fall on the day that this trans community picked as their day in years previous, okay, that's, you know, obviously not their doing. But that being said, you could still acknowledge it, you know. It would just be a little bit palatable to most people.
My man.
Yep. It should have been acknowledged at least. So I kind of agree with Charlie in that, you know, it should be
Listen, he died on the cross for our sins, right? He died to save humanity from, you know, purgatory and hell. You know, he died so that we could have, you know, have grace and go to God. So, you know, I think it would be, Charlie's right, it would be wrong for us to sit here and bring about that kind of, you know, righteous anger at a moment like that or a time like that. I mean, really,
are you a Catholic?
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Do you like fully believe it, or you know, kind of believe it? You know, it's Easter. We should talk about it. I kind of believe it.
That's kind of where I'm at. I've never had a moment where
I like this guy.
Yeah, I never had a moment.
Scoop,
I like this guy, man.
This guy's
all right.
Cool.
Well,
but you know, my faith in God has always been rock solid.
All right, you guys, we're coming to our final break. This is Sunfire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing Foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various Foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right. It is Scoop Stanton, but unfortunately, Walter Yurkow is still under the weather. Godspeed, my friend. But not to let you down, we have Mike Raybrandt and Charlie LaDuff, both members of the family. And Mr. LaDuff was listening intently to our wonderful commercials while I was doing what I do best. Look at Danella Rodriguez's Instagram account. Follow her at danella.fitnessmodel on Instagram. Anyways.
Are you dating her yet? Are you dating her yet, man?
No, I'm not dating her.
You're infatuated.
She's a beautiful woman. She's very intelligent. She's very sensitive, and she puts up with me. It's very, very hard
Anyway,
Charlie, it's like this. I put up with you. You know, she's another version of me putting up with another version
not
of you.
Not the same. You didn't call me very handsome, very intelligent. Go ahead, do it.
All right, we have the somewhat handsome, very intelligent Charlie LaDuff on the air. We have the very handsome, very intelligent Mike Raybrandt also on the air.
I'm just curious if you stole her garbage or anything yet. Have you gotten to that point yet, or are we still just kind of...
Oh, get off. Oh, boy. You know, again, why is every show just, you know, let's make fun of Scoop.
That's the love.
Y'all are jealous.
Because it's a show. It's a show.
Right. You know who doesn't make, who does not make fun of me is Danella. Actually, I take that back because she made fun of me on our March 16th show. She's telling everybody that I was, yep. Charlie, you missed the March 16th show. Walter put out, says, Scoop, are you running around your green nipples again? I said, Walter, I thought we're not going to talk about this on air. And then Danella said, oh, yeah, you're showing everybody at the party. So, anyways. So, all right, the only person who does not make fun of me is Heather McBride, who's another lovely lady. Anyways, speaking of this family that I do love, I talked last week about a family that does not love each other but loves money more. I'm talking about the Daily Wire, which is a so-called conservative news outlet, part of Conservative Inc. And I said, something's going to come up, something's going to come out, and it has. And now neither side is saying what's going on, but we all know what's going on. Candace Owens was fired because of her stance on Israel. And if you don't toe the line on Israel's the greatest thing since sliced bread on the Daily Wire, then you are shown the door. But if you go on our website, 75radio.org, that's the number, 75radio.org, I post an article called Love Versus Money. And, of course, one side you have a picture of Walter, Mike, yours truly, Danella, and an illustration of Batgirl. That's Heather McBride, because she has not yet posted a picture on the website, versus the gang over at Daily Wire with the picture of Candace Owens marked with a big red X, since she no longer works there. Anyways, even though the Daily Wire rakes in millions of dollars from God knows where doing God knows what, I think our outfit is better than the Daily Wire, because obviously we're more honest. Secondly, we love each other, even though Charlie and Mike and Walter and Danella all like to bust my chops, but that's called being a hater. Anyways, another thing that I got right was that Candace Owens is a grifter. She's a multimillionaire. Her husband's a multimillionaire, and she is asking for donations, and she's buying all this ad space on Facebook for donations. My thing is, okay, we donate money to Candace Owens for what? Are you putting out a podcast? Is it an OnlyFans account? Are you running for office? But, you know, to me, she's just a grifter. And, you know, I used to have a lot of respect, but for a multimillionaire asking people for money when we can barely put gasoline in our cars and food on our table, that says a lot. Charlie, what say you about 75 Radio and the Daily Wire and Candace Owens?
I don't know, man. I mean, you're calling her a grifter. I don't know that. I'm not going there. I didn't see the Facebook. I don't know. Look, you liked her till she got fired.
No, I liked her till she went online and asking people for donations. Again, she's a multimillionaire,
okay, but
Charlie.
I have no understanding of why she did that. I will hold my powder until I know. But, again, I just put it this way. You work for an outfit, and I've worked for some outfits, New York Times, Fox News. I'm the only guy, I think, in the history of the world that worked for Fox News and New York Times and walked. So I'm just going to wait and see. I don't know. You know, I mean, you can have your views. I'm for everybody having their views. I don't know what Shapiro did. I don't know what Candace did. I don't know. So, but that's what happens when you're employed by people. You accept it and you move on. So I have no judgment there. Your boss is entitled to fire you whenever he wants, for whatever he wants, and it's your right to go on Facebook and ask for money. In fact, I'm kind of pissed off that I didn't think to go on Facebook and ask for money.
Right. But here's the thing, Charlie. She's worth millions of dollars. Her husband's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Why would anybody donate to a multimillionaire?
Relevancy?
I don't know, but tell you what, our outfits should get together and post stuff on Facebook. But if you put all of our outfits together, it still wouldn't equal to what Candace Owens' net worth is. Anyways, Mike, what say you about us versus Daily Wire and Candace Owens?
I like Candace Owens. I think she has a lot of good things to say. I like some of what Shapiro has to say at times, but I've never really been like a huge fan of the guy. And honestly, I don't think he's anything relevant lately, right? What do I see lately with the guy is like some reels here and there of him like reacting to some leftist saying something, you know, but it's mostly college kids he's debating and stuff. So it's not really that impressive, you know. If he gets up against Alan Dershowitz and wins, I'd be more impressed. But, you know, it's not really
Say that, man, because they're hyper. First of all, they're hyper. The whole vibe of that station is hyper.
Yeah.
It gives me stomach pains. Number two, they don't do any original work. There's no original work going on, right? And remember, we're ripping the mainstream media. But how would they know anything if people weren't actually out there getting shot at, reading reports, doing any of the thing? They're an echo chamber. So screw them anyway. So they deserve each other. They're not the future. They're the present. But this will not be the future, and I'm worried about the future because it'll be AI and everybody's shutting everybody down. And yes, the Democrats are a censoring party, and the Republicans lie and they pretend they're of the working man. In the meantime, they ship in illegals, they ship out jobs, and they talk our talk. I don't trust any of them.
And they sell you a line of crap so they can keep stealing money. It's all about when I did the campaign.
They all
And it's all grift. It's all consultants and you know, money. And
here it comes again, right?
Yep.
They're going to spend billions of dollars. I'm assuming you men are open-minded. I hope you are. Because they're spending billions to flip your vote. So hold your vote tight, lie to the pollster, and demand something better, and be somebody. Be somebody.
You need to inform public again, you know. People need to realize they're being lied to. You know, it's most people, I think people are starting to kind of see now. I think they're finally now starting to kind of see. But again, for most Americans, it's not real until it's real, and that means when they have to go and now they can't buy the groceries they need to buy, or they can't do what they want to do. That's when they start to actually pay attention, you know? Otherwise, it's all just rhetoric.
So let me bring it around, Mike. Let me bring it around. Whatever Ben Shapiro says, is that how you're living your life, what Ben Shapiro says? No.
Of course not.
Candace Owens, right? Candace Owens.
No.
We got a Candace Miller here in Michigan. They don't lead my life. Get out of here. This is just masturbation. No, I don't listen to them. I live a real world in the real life amongst real people. You're in New York. I'm in Detroit. They're in a studio in Washington, D.C. No way. No offense, Scoop. No offense.
None taken, sir.
Yeah, they don't live a real life. Look, they're so far removed from the reality.
They don't live
okay.
Jesus. You know what? We could go on for another hour that I picked. Anyways, for Mike Rakebrandt, Charlotte Duff, this is Peter Scoopstein, and reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Do not comply. See you next time, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.